Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lucifer's Banker, Uncensored by Bradley C. Birkenfeld, is a whistleblower memoir centered on the collapse of traditional Swiss banking secrecy under modern tax enforcement. Birkenfeld, known publicly for his role in exposing cross-border tax evasion practices tied to UBS, recounts how private banking worked for wealthy clients, how secrecy was marketed as a product, and how regulators and politicians reacted once the system came under pressure. The book frames the story as both personal and institutional, a high-stakes look at compliance failures, aggressive sales cultures, and the incentives that kept hidden money moving through offshore channels. It also explores the costs of speaking up, including legal exposure, retaliation, and reputational conflict, while presenting the author as a key actor in a broader policy shift. Readers can expect a provocative, insider-oriented narrative that emphasizes tactics, turning points, and the messy human realities behind headline-making financial scandals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inside the Swiss private banking machine, a central theme is how Swiss private banking operated as a global service for affluent clients, especially Americans, who wanted privacy and favorable tax outcomes. The narrative typically focuses on the relationship-driven nature of private banking. Bankers as trusted advisors, cross-border travel to meet clients, and a culture built on discretion. The book presents secrecy not as an abstract ideal, but as a deliverable that could be packaged, priced, and defended, with internal norms that treated confidentiality as a competitive moat. It also highlights the operational side of moving money across borders, including the use of intermediaries, offshore entities, and carefully structured client communications designed to reduce exposure. Readers are shown why such arrangements persisted, demand from clients, profitability for institutions, and the belief that Swiss law and tradition offered a durable shield. By mapping incentives and routines, the book helps readers understand how a bank can normalize high-risk behavior when it is rewarded, and how compliance can become secondary to growth targets and relationship management. Secondly, how offshore structures enabled tax evasion. Another major topic is the toolbox used to conceal assets and income from tax authorities. The book discusses, at a high level, mechanisms that have been widely reported in offshore enforcement cases, numbered accounts, shell companies, foundations, and third-party nominees that obscure beneficial ownership. It also emphasizes the practical challenges investigators face when documentation is fragmented across jurisdictions and when client identity is shielded by layers of legal entities. The narrative underlines that the system did not rely on one trick, but on coordinated behaviors, advising clients on what not to say, limiting written records, routing transactions to avoid obvious flags, and leveraging countries with secrecy-friendly rules. At the same time, it points to the fragility of such systems once information sharing expands and once a single participant provides detailed evidence. For readers, the value is in seeing offshore finance as a set of repeatable patterns rather than isolated scandals. It provides context for why governments invested heavily in reporting regimes and why financial institutions shifted towards stricter know-your-customer and anti-money laundering practices. Thirdly, the whistleblower path and its personal risks. The book also centers on the personal arc of a whistleblower, the decision to disclose, the attempt to be taken seriously, and the consequences when powerful institutions push back. Birkenfeld's story, as known publicly, involves cooperation with authorities and a complicated legal outcome that included both recognition and punishment. The narrative explores how whistleblowing in finance is rarely a clean hero storyline. It can involve negotiations with prosecutors, questions about the whistleblower's own conduct, and intense scrutiny of motives. The book highlights emotional strain, professional isolation, and the reality that legal systems may treat insider witnesses as both valuable and culpable. It also addresses the strategic side of disclosure. What evidence matters, how to document wrongdoing, and how timing can shape outcomes. For readers interested in ethics and governance, this topic illustrates the tension between organizational loyalty and public accountability. It also shows why many insiders stay silent and why robust protections and clear reporting channels are essential if societies expect misconduct to surface before it becomes systemic. Fourthly, government crackdowns and the end of absolute secrecy, a key topic is the policy and enforcement shift that accelerated after high-profile cases exposed hidden offshore assets. The book places the UBS scandal within a broader movement, greater information sharing, tougher penalties, and a rising expectation that banks must identify beneficial owners and report suspicious activity. It describes the collision between Swiss tradition and international pressure, especially from the United States, where tax compliance became a strategic priority. Readers see how enforcement is not just about law on paper, but about leverage, deferred prosecution agreements, negotiated settlements, and the threat of losing access to major financial markets. The narrative also explains why bank secrecy weakened over time, as regulators demanded transparency and as governments expanded tools for cross-border cooperation. This topic helps readers connect individual actions to systemic change. The takeaway is that secrecy regimes can unravel quickly once trust erodes and once multinational enforcement aligns incentives. It also provides context for modern compliance frameworks that now dominate global banking, even in jurisdictions once synonymous with privacy. Lastly, lessons for investors, banks, and citizens. Beyond the scandal, the book aims to leave readers with practical and ethical lessons. For individuals, it raises questions about what financial privacy should mean in a world where tax authorities pursue transparency and where international reporting is expanding. It distinguishes between legitimate confidentiality and structures designed primarily to mislead regulators or evade taxes. For banks and professionals, it emphasizes how sales pressure, cultural blind spots, and weak oversight can lead to catastrophic reputational and legal risk. The narrative suggests that compliance cannot be treated as a cost center that can be bypassed when revenue is at stake. For citizens and policymakers, it offers a case study in how unequal enforcement of tax rules can damage trust in institutions, and why whistleblower programs and investigative resources matter. The broader lesson is about incentives. When profits are privatized and consequences are diffused, misconduct becomes more likely. By examining how a secrecy-based business model operated and then collapsed under scrutiny, the book encourages readers to think critically about financial systems, accountability, and the hidden infrastructure that connects wealth, regulation, and power. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want an insider-oriented account of how offshore banking worked in practice and how a major secrecy regime began to crack. It will appeal to anyone interested in financial scandals, tax compliance, and the real-world tensions between privacy, profit, and public accountability. Professionals in banking, wealth management, law, and compliance can benefit from seeing how cultural norms and incentive structures can push an organization toward risky behavior and how quickly those risks can become existential once regulators focus attention. General readers may also gain a clearer understanding of why offshore finance remains politically charged and why enforcement relies on evidence, leverage, and international cooperation. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening skepticism about too good to be true secrecy promises, and by clarifying how legal and reputational consequences can cascade from decisions that seem routine inside a high-pressure environment. Compared to many similar titles, its value lies in the author's firsthand role in a widely reported case and the emphasis on operational detail and personal consequence rather than abstract theory. If you want a provocative narrative that connects individual choices to global policy change, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Bradley C. Birkenfeld, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.